Officials with the Federal Emergency Management Agency today begin touring Massachusetts inspecting damage in the wake of last week's record rainfall and widespread flooding. If your property has completely dried out and life is back to normal after all the rain, consider yourself lucky, as there is still plenty of land underwater. WBUR's Sonari Glinton followed Route 117 in several towns along the Sudbury River, where plenty of people are still waiting for the water to go down.
In the Bible, after the flood, it took almost a year for the earth to get back to normal. Susan McCone doesn't have that kind of time to wait. She's a farmer, and it's almost planting season.
We grow tomatoes, all kinds of vegetables. I have to admit, I won the tomato contest last year, but right over there, where all that water is where my tomato was that won first prize. So hopefully the water goes down so I can win again.
So this isn't just an inconvenience. This is your art.
That's right.
McCone's farm sits along the Sudbury River, which has overrun its banks and for a time closed the bridge and the busy road itself. Right now, McCone's yard is a standing pond. It even has fish in it. Big ones. Mosquitoes have already hatched. Anthony Rogers also works on the farm. He says the bugs aren't nearly as bad as the pests that come in human form.
They shut the road down. People come in with the canoes, and it's like it's open to the world. You should see. People go in there, pull their shorts up like this, walk through it.
Almost as far as you can see, there's water. That's what attracted the canoers and kayakers. In the field, you can barely see the top of a 6-foot wagon. Susan McCone says it could have been worse, much worse.
The only reason why it's not a disaster to us is because we don't have anything planted yet. We don't start plowing until maybe next week, the week after. So as long as the water goes back down, we'll just continue on.
This isn't exactly poor farm country. There are a lot of nice cars, big houses, and country clubs. It was down the street near the Neshawtuck Country Club in Concord where I found a man with a large backhoe.
My name's Paul Seegers. I'm the mechanic from the Neshawtuck Country Club.
And what have you been doing all day?
Any employee that has to get in, and we come out with the backhoe and bring them in through the river. Because the river is still over the road, and it's pretty deep. I don't know what this guy thinks he's doing in that little car, but he won't make it.
The people in Concord and Lincoln say they've dodged the bullet, unlike their neighbors in other parts of New England. They say they'll hope the water recedes and it won't get worse. By the way, the Neshawtuck Country Club will try to open at least some fairways this weekend. Oh, that guy in the small car trying to make it across the water? He didn't. He turned around before things got too hairy. For WBUR, I'm Sonari Glinton.